Greetings from Kuchi Times. We hope this has been a fruitful week. This is the weekly news roundup read to you by Benjamin
and Vincent.
First, let's take a look at the top stories.
African pastors team up with Western nations to fight homophobia. Cameroonian lesbian denied asylum in Spain. Iranian cleric calls uproar in the community all over the world with a new theory on what causes homosexuality. Xenophobic attacks in South Africa leave several dead. And now the news in details.
A group of African-American pastors under their umbrella organization, the Fellowship Group, TFG, have partnered with African religious leaders in a campaign aimed at ending homophobia. The drive will focus on Kenya, Uganda, Cote d'Ivoire, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, countries that have become infamous for being extremely homophobic. The group, led by Bishop Reverend Dr. Vett and Bishop Joseph Tolton, affirms that their main mission is to advocate for inclusion, economic justice, and the reconciliation of all people of African descent globally, irrespective of their sexual orientation or gender identity. This is the first time African religious leaders are converging to publicly denounce homophobia.
28-year-old Christella Nangno faces possible deportation from Spain after authorities denied her asylum. Ms. Nangno, who arrived on 25th March after using someone else's identification and travel documents, was refused access to Spain because authorities claimed her story was non-believable. Like many homosexual asylum seekers, Nangno claims she fled her hometown of Yaounde after police raided her home on the basis of her sexuality. She further retorted that she had managed to keep her sexuality a secret but had to leave Cameroon after the raid since her life had now been endangered.
Over the years, there have been numerous theories about what causes homosexuality, but the latest from an Iranian cleric is the most bizarre the world has ever heard. Ayatollah Hossein claims that if a father fantasizes about other women during intercourse, the child conceived is most likely to become homosexual. Hossein's theory has caused an uproar within the community as it seems to challenge nature. Previously, one of the most revered theories was by Frederick Whittam in 1978, when he claimed that homosexuality was biologically derived. He noted that although all people in all societies, with rare exceptions, are socialized to become homosexual, the predictable universal appearance of homosexual persons despite socialization into heterosexual patterns of behavior suggests not only that homosexual orientation is biologically based, but that sexual orientation itself is also biologically derived. Ayatollah Hossein is a television presenter who is infamous for his show on family, sex, and childbearing.
Barely 2 decades after wiping out apartheid, is South Africa now engrossed in xenophobic violence that has left over 5 people dead? The armed foreign violence in the busy port city of Durban
is reminiscent
of the attacks that took place in Johannesburg in 2008, leaving about 60 people dead. Angry locals have attacked foreigners living in Durban, claiming they are the root cause of all social and economic troubles in the country. The locals are now demanding for all foreigners to leave the country to create more employment opportunities for South African nationals. It has been reported that most foreigners living within and around Durban have fled their homes and are living in temporary camps that have been set up by non-government organizations. Comments allegedly by Zulu King Goodwill Zwelithani, who was reported to have said that migrants should pack their bags and leave, have been cited as the cause of these attacks. However, the king has distanced himself from the ongoing violence and says his remarks were taken out of context.
Thank you for listening to the Kuchi News. See you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We are not repeating this.
No.